Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Had a nice nap this afternoon, so that's why I'm able to be on at 10 o'clock.
It is a gift.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, baby.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hope everyone's doing okay tonight.
We are.
Fine.
I'm great. It's good to hear that.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoff. Anabakoff. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it can be rejuvenated, where it can be cleansed, where it can be healed, and then return it to the body in its pristine state, where it will again do its job as it was recreated to do perfectly. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sikacha, tamimi tovim. Betetrech, tzaditach. Hasim kadosh,
tovim.
The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei that created the constellation of the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the Taurus. Together, Pei and Vav have a gematria of 86, just like the Hebrew word for God, Elohim, and the Hebrew word for nature, Hateva. Both of those words are relating to cause and effect. Spiritual cause creates a physical effect. That's the nature and the essence of the month of Iyar, which is coming to a close. And we will have a new month of Sivan Monday night, and we will do our Rosh Chodesh event at 7:30 Monday night. And now we're going to read the four verses that connect us to the energy of last year and this year, starting with Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom.
Yeah.
and the three verses that connect to the energy of this year. Starting with a verse from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Come The second verse is from Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Asher And the third verse is also from Job, from chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo laned By saying these three verses, we're affecting the change within us so that we will be able to see the truth that the angel of death is no longer necessary and that no one has to die any longer. Tonight's class is the Zohar class from the Parasha of Bamidbar. And we are reading from Pasuk 1. We'll start with the Lishem Yehud. We're having some static, so I'd appreciate it if everyone would mute their phone by pressing star 6. Lishem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Urchimu Udchilu Lishem Yudke Bavavke B'Yehudah Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael T'Talmud Torah V'Yidaber Hashem El Moshe B'Midbar Sinai B'Ohel Moed V'Gomer Rabbi Abba Patach Vayivra Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo. V'gomer ha'ikara itmar tachatzi b'shata devara kudsha b'richu le'adam. Aved le'ya b'diyukna ilae vitatae Wahawa kalil mikola Wahawa nechorea Nahir misaife alma Ad seife alma Wechawo dechalin kameya kola. And Hashem spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of meeting. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with, so Elohim created man in his own image. We have learned this verse. Come and see, at the time the Holy One, blessed be He, created man, He made him in the image of the upper beings and the lower beings, and he was the combination of all. His light illuminated from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and everyone feared him. My commentary. Did you ask the questions, who or what is everyone? What does fear mean in this context? Have you asked the questions, what is the true meaning of the term tent of meeting, which is actually Oel Moed in Hebrew? Oel Moed can also be translated as tent of time. What does a tent of time mean? A tent is a temporary dwelling, But it is different than a sukkah, which is also a temporary time, temporary dwelling. When you read elsewhere in the Torah about the construction of the Ohel Moed, there is no tent as we know it today. So what is an Ohel? Actually, Ohel is spelled incompletely, missing a vav. Spelled without the vav, the word means aromatic wood. When it's spelled with the vav, it means a shelter. Thus, the Ohel Moed means a shelter from time, or a shelter within time. There are lots of questions. Perhaps we will get some answers as we read this relatively long section of Zohar. The second verse. Uya agideha ukmuha. Eat le istakla beya behai kara beivra Elohim et haadam betzalmo betzelem Elohim bera oto kewan de amar betzalmo. My Betzalem Elohim, bara oto elav adai, tirein dargin, tiklilan, tekar v'nukba, chad lidkar, v'chad l'nukba. And though it was settled, we must look into this verse. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim, he created him. Since it already said his image, why repeat again in the image of Elohim? He created him. He answers, there were two levels in the man, since he was composed of male and female. Therefore, there is one for the male, that is so Elohim created, and one for the female. That is in the image. And I am adding, two levels can be as explained here, male and female. It can also be above and below. Another aspect is internal and external. Another way is good and evil. And there are actually many ways to describe this aspect of duality. Why is only male and female being used here to explain in the desert of Sinai? The third pasuk.
Ugin kach du partufin Awova dai vesefa Tikra okach diktiv Zachar unkeva Bara otam Bekalil hawa mitrein sitrin ve'agidenukba achidat besitro ha'hiyo namekalila mitrein sitrin lemechewe Shalim Bekola.
And as a result of this, there were assuredly two faces, male and female. And the end of the verse proves it, since it is written, male and female, he created them. And he was composed of both aspects. Although the female was attached to his side, she on her own was also composed of two sides, which are chesed and judgment. To be complete in all. My commentary. This answer confuses me. If we are seeing male and female as an aspect of the tree of life, then male represents mental attributes of Keter, Chachma, and Bina, while the female represents Chesed and Gevurah as the higher emotions, or is it the higher ethics and morals? Again, many questions flow from the Zohar. And I will add the commentary to remind you that ethics and morals are not part of the levels of the Torah. The Torah is about energy and energy transfer. The fourth pasuk.
וחווה מסתכל בחכמתה לאלה, ותתה כיוון תסרח התמעטו, פרצופין והחמתה הסתלקת מיניה. ולהווה מסתכל אלא מבילי דגופיה, לבטר הוליד בנין מאילאי, בתתאי ולה התיישבו. דא ודא בעלמא עד יוליד בר ומיניה, אשתיל ילמא דאיקרא שית בהא וכמוהא. And he used to observe with wisdom up and down. Because he sinned, these faces diminished. The wisdom disappeared from him, and he was only concerned with his own bodily matters. And afterwards he begot sons from above and below. That is, Abel was from the upper aspects, and Cain from the lower. And neither of them inhabited the earth, since none of them left any descendants in the world. Then he fathered a son, namely Seth, and from him the world was planted. This has been explained. I adding, it is interesting to note that the firstborn is Cain, not Abel. The firstborn is generally considered the greater and the stronger energy, yet Abel is related here by Rabbi Ashlag to be from the upper realms. This is something to contemplate. The fifth pasuk.
V'yakad alma tata ala ishtalim v'la hawa shalim v'la ishtakach v'kiyumeya adiata Avraham v'itkayam alma avala Ishtalim Adi Avraham Ishtakach Beya Bialma Viachid Beya Bimina Kaman Deachid Bimineya Leman Denafil Ata Yitzhak Beatid Bedeya Te alma bishmala veitkayam yatir kewan diata Yaakov achid beemtzaita begufa veitkalil bitrein sitrin itkayam alma
In spite of all this, the world below was not finished and complete and was not sustained on its own until Abraham came along. The world was sustained but not completed until Abraham was present in the world and held on to the world with his right hand. That is chesed, as one who holds and assists the right hand of someone who fell. Isaac came along and held the world's hand with the left hand, that is Giburah, and the world was sustained even more. Then Jacob came along. He held on to the center with the body, that is the central column, and became included in both sides, the right and the left. And the world stood firm and did not collapse. And I am adding, the world was sustained on its own prior to Abraham. What does being sustained on its own actually mean? Nature goes along in a natural progression. Rain comes because man asks for it. Yet the world was destroyed through rain due to the negative actions of man prior to the birth of Abraham. Man's actions have corrupted the natural processes of the earth over the centuries, even before the flood. The warnings were given but were not heard. Now Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob come into the world, and the world stands on its own. It stands firm and does not collapse, yet it is still not complete. This is one meaning in this Zohar. We need to hear this warning. Completion is the goal, not sustaining the world, but completing the world. That is the work of man. Pasuk 6. Ve'im kol dala ish til b'shar sho adi olim teresar shvatin b'shavin nafshan ve'ashtil alma ve'akad la'ishtalim ad kabilu Yisrael oraita b'turad sinai b'itkam mashkina k'den itkayamu almin b'ishtalimu b'itbasamu ilayin v'tatayin. And with all this, the world was not properly planted with its roots until Jacob begot 12 tribes and 70 persons. And the world was planted. Even so, it was not completed until the time Israel received the Torah and the tabernacle was erected. At that time, the worlds could exist and were completed, and the higher and lower beings were scented. I am adding, what does it mean that the world was completed when Israel received the Torah? Death came back into the world with the building of the golden calf. The world fell into error and became incomplete again. So why does the Zohar say the world was completed with the receiving of the Torah? Actually, it is a corruption, since the actual Aramaic means the gift of the Torah. The world is not complete until each person receives the Torah, something which has not yet happened. The seventh pasuk. Kevan d'oraita umashkena ito kamu. Ba'akud shabarichu lemifkid chiloi Dioraita kama chayalin Inun dioraita kama Hayalin inun demashkena Tachatzi kol mila Tevaeli yashva beduktea lamit yashva adiyid kar befuma veitmene alaof hakaba kudshabarichu lamivkad chayalin dioraita. V'chayalin demashkena v'kuhu hawo k'chad v'la mitparsheda minda kola k'gavna dilela d'haoraita umashkena la mitparshe Daminda viazlin kachada. Since the Torah and the tabernacle were erected, namely Zeron, Pin, and Malchut, the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to count the troops of the Torah. How many legions are there in the Torah, in Zeron, Pin? How many hosts are in the tabernacle, which is Malchut? This means that He wanted to count Israel, who are the legions of Zeron, Pin. And Malchut, come and see every item that needs to be settled in its place. That is to link properly the branch below to its root on above, on top. Does not settle until it is uttered by mouth and is counted. Here also the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to count the soldiers of the Torah and the soldiers of the tabernacle in order to tie Israel to their roots above, which Zeranpin and Malchut called Torah and tabernacle. And they are all united and are inseparable from each other. Everything is in a likeness of above, since their roots, the Torah and the tabernacle, are joined and inseparable from each other and are in unison. I am adding, please consider that what is being said here by the Zohar is that the speaking in the physical world and the counting in the physical world is a process that connects the spiritual root level of something to the manifested physical level in this world. How many times have you counted things without using your fingers and hands or moving your head? Most of us do not even recognize this automatic gesture of the human body for what they actually do, unite spiritual with physical. The eighth pasuk. Ufkin kach chayalechon alin bechushpana lishtamod agabaihu barinun acharanim delet lon hushpana ufkin kach puketi vaydaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'yohel moed, b'yohel moed, amai b'midbar, Sinai elah, had li'oraita v'chad li'mashkina. Therefore Israel, who are in the legions of Zeranpin and Malchut, are counted so that they are known, in addition to the others who have no number, namely the women and those younger than 20 years. Therefore it is written, and Hashem spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting. If it is in the tent of meeting, why is it required to mention that it was in the wilderness of Sinai? Since it is known that the tent of meeting was in no other place except in the wilderness of Sinai. He replies, once is in for the Torah, namely Zeranpin, and once is for the tabernacle, that is Malchut. I am adding, have you ever asked why the children and the women were not counted? Is it because they are code words for things that need to be concealed and not revealed? The ninth pasuk. V'chai v'chai b'echad l'chodesh Hasheni bishana, Hashenit v'kola, Chad v'chai ikre chodesh, Ziv remez lehahu yarcha, Bishata denahir lesichara, Tehakedein almin kulu, Ishtakahu bishlimu, Letzetam me'eretz Mitzrayim, Leishtamoda dehakad nafku, Yisrael mimitzrayim, Bachodesh harishon hawa. And both the Torah and the tabernacle were on the first day of the second month in the second year. That is the secret of Givurah and the illumination of Chokmah of the left. Since the month of Nisan is the right column, and Chesed and Iyar is the left column, and Givurah, and all is one. That is, the right and the left were joined in harmony as one. This month is also called the month of Ziv, brightness, alluding to the month and year that is luminous to the moon, That is Malchut, since the main perfection of Malchut is from the left column. The secret of the second month and the second year. At that time, all the worlds are whole, like Malchut that is their root, and they were come out of the land of Egypt. The scripture informs us here that when Israel left Egypt, it was the first month. That is to say, they went out from the aspect of the first month, which is Chesed, and the right column, and then they were perfected also from the aspect of the second month, which is Givurah, and the left column. I am adding, when one unifies right and left, creating a central, one is creating one out of three. Chesed and Gevurah being described in this Zohar is the frame of reference of a year, and also the frame of reference of the level of freedom. The 10th Pasuk. Rabbi Yitzhak Patach Hashem Zakaranu Yevarech Yevarech Et Beit Vegomer Hashem Zakranu Yevarech Ilein Guvrin Techavo Alin Bechushpana Bami Bemad Bara Bekucha Barichu Mevarech Lon Veosif Alaihu Bekalzimna. Rabbi Yitzhak began the discussion with, Hashem has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house. Hashem has been mindful of us. He will bless us refers to the men who were included in the count of the desert, whom the Holy One, blessed be He, blesses, and to whom He adds more each time. I am adding, this is the Zohar that teaches that the counting in the desert included an increase in energy injected into the people, men, women, and children. Why did the children of Israel need an increase in energy? They needed an injection of desire, which is actually energy. And today we use the word consciousness. They needed an injection of consciousness. The 11th Pasuk. Tachatzi ha'eman de'amar shivacha de'chavreya divno o de'manovneya ba'elivracha le'ya ulo da'aleya birkan menalan mimoshe Diktiv v'chinchem hayom kachoch be'hashamayim larov levatar makitiv Hashem Elohei avoteichem Yosef aleichem kachem elef pe'amim v'gomer Tirein birkan hawo chad Hashem Elohei avoteichem Wigomer hachad levatar vivarech Echem kasher deber lachem Leoda alaihu Birkan al birkan. Come and see. He who speaks in praise of his friend, of his children, or of his money or wealth, must also bless him and acknowledge those blessings. From where do we learn this? From Moses, since it is written, Behold, you are this day like the stars of the heaven for multitude. And afterwards, what does he say? Hashem, the Elohim of your fathers, makes you 1,000 times many more than you are. There are two blessings here. One is the Hashem, the Elohim of your fathers. That is one.
And the one following that is, and bless you, as he has promised you. He promised to acknowledge them and add blessings, benedictions upon those benedictions. My commentary. When one speaks praises of his friends, etc., how can one be truly praising them, or can be jealous of these things or essences? How does one know which is being said, if one does not have the ability to read minds? If one adds a blessing after the praises, one knows that there is no jealousy, since one has replaced any energy that might have been taken due to jealousy, and or the unconscious attitude that a person might have. The 12th Pasuk.
Ve'ihu mane shivacha dechavreya velaude aleya birkanhu nipas bekadmeta mileila ve'ihu bevarech leya hu mitvarech mileila uvre Ita be'elivar kala be'ena tava vila be'ena bishavu kola ba'ekucha berichu rechimuta dili ba umaman dimvarech Leva chabreya ba'e kucha berichu tivarech leya be'ena tava beliba tava mandim varech bekucha berichu O ko devare nabtava peliba tava urchimuta diliba uchich beachavta et Hashem Elohecha bechol levavcha ubegomer.
And if he counts the praises of his friend but does not acknowledge these benedictions, he will be punished because of this, first from above. That is, he will be harmed because of it. And if he blesses him, he will be blessed, himself from above. And he should bless him with a good eye and not with an evil eye. And in all things the Holy One, blessed be he, wishes to have the blessings given with a good heart when he blesses. And since when one blesses his friend, the Holy One, blessed be he, wishes one to bless with a good eye and a good heart. When one gives grace to the Holy One, blessed be he, most certainly it must be with a good eye and with a good and loving heart. Therefore it is written, and you shall love Hashem your Elohim with all your heart. My commentary. This verse being quoted has many commentaries, both Kabbalistic and non-Kabbalistic, written about it. Essentially, the question is asked, how can Hashem command someone to love? The Zohar begins the answer. When one demonstrates their love of God, both the God of mercy and the God of judgment, Hashem and Elohim, one is using both the two yetzers, inclination to actually return any energy that might have been diminished by the words of commentary that one said about another. This takes a blessing after to restore the energy. This is how Hashem can recommend us to love, since we have the consciousness that we may be imperfect in our consciousness, but may be perfect in our actions. This is the beginning of love, since when we do love, we can become love. The 13th Pasuk. Tachatzi ha'ukmu ha'le'it birkata Dilela shirya almila de'itmane Ve'itema Yisrael ech itmanun ela Kufra nat le minaihu Wehaukmuha Wehushpana Lahawe Adit Kanish Kolhahu Kufra Bisalik Lehushpana Ukad Meta Bevarachan Lehuli Yisrael Ulvatar Menan Hahu Kufra Ulvatar Mechadrin Varchin Lonely Yisrael Ishtakahu Ti Yisrael Mitvarchin Bekad meta usofa bela salik behumotana. Come and see. It has been established that the blessing of above does not rest on something that has been counted. You may question, how could they have counted Israel? It is because they took ransom from them and it was settled. And the count did not place until all the ransom was gathered and counted. At first they would bless Israel, and then they would count the ransom. And they would repeat and bless Israel again. So the result is that we find that Israel was blessed in the beginning and at the end, and there was no death amongst them. My commentary. We count things all the time. Sometimes it is to count the members of a minyan. Sometimes it is to assess our own blessings or our own wealth. Sometimes it is even counting our family members to make sure each person is in the car. What are we doing? We diminish what we count due to the spiritual law expressed in this Zohar. Nothing counting has a blessing, since we limit by counting. Some people use words in a verse from the Tanakh to equate the count. This is not a ransom. The correct way is to not count. A statement, more than one, more than two, etc., is one of the better solutions to this issue, since a statement more than adds and does not limit. Unless the things we are counting are perfect and complete, then stating more than creates imperfections. Do we live in a complicated world? Only because we choose not to use our true sight, our intuition, properly. The 14th Pasuk. Motana amai salik b'minyana ela begin Devirkita la sharya baminyana kevan teistalach birkata sitra achara sharya lo vayakil leatzirka beginda baminyana Nadlin kufra ufid yona besalka aleya minaihu. He asks, why does death result from counting? And he answers, it is because the blessing does not dwell when we count, And when the blessing departs, the other side rests upon it, and one could be damaged. Therefore, they used to substitute a monetary ransom for the count, and thereby remove the threat of death. I'm adding, the monetary ransom is the half shekel. That is why it is still necessary to perform the mitzvah of the half shekel every year prior to Nisan. It is best to do so prior to the reading of the Megillah on Purim. The 15th Pasuk. Yivarech et Beit Yisrael Ilein Nashim Dela Salkim Bamin Yana Yivarech et Beit Aharon Deinun Mivarkin Leama Beina Saba Uvliba Sava Uvirchimuta Deliba Et Beit Aharon Hakiname Nashin Deit Barkan Bavirkata. He will bless the house of Israel. These are the women who are called house, which were not included in the count, because women were not counted in the desert. He will bless the house of Aaron, because they are the priests and they bless the people with a benevolent eye, a good heart, and a heartfelt love. The house of Aaron, why does it mention the house? It alludes also to the women who are blessed by the blessing of Aaron. I am adding, we still do not know why the women were not counted. Pasuk 16. Yivarech Yirei Hashem Ilein Inun Levae Lekulhu Mit Barkin Begin De Dachalin Lea Lekucha Barichu Haktanim Im Hagdolim Aagi Dila Alin Baminya. He will bless those who fear Hashem. These are the Levites, all of whom are blessed because they fear Hashem. It is written both small and great. Because although the young were not included in the count, since they were counting the population only from 20 years and older, still, they should be blessed together with the older ones. And I am adding, we see that the children are included in the blessing, even if they are not counted. The 17th Pasuk. Tachatzila ishtakach min yana behu beYisrael. Tit barkan beya kehai minyana deha minyana leit barka hawa ulash lema shale muta di almin hawa devatar devir kan nafkin it menun diktiv. Be'echad l'cho chodesh ha'sheni di'hu ziwa devirka'an di'alma de'mineya nafik ziva le'alma be'alda ikre chodesh ziyu. Tziyova dekola nafik mineya vialda ketiv yivarechecha Hashem mitzion vekola
chad mila, uktiv ki sham tziva Hashem, et bevracha wegomer.
Come and behold, we do not find another counting among Israel by which they receive blessings from it, as in this count, in which they use the half shekel for the counting. Because this counting was purposely meant for a blessing, and it was meant to perfect the completeness of the worlds. At the place where blessings emanate, they were counted, as it is written, on the first day of the second month. This is Ziv of the world's blessings, out of which emanates and radiates brightness. The Hebrew is Ziv, to the world. Hence the second month, which is the left column, is called by the name of Ziv, because the brightness of everything radiates from it. And therefore it is written, May Hashem bless you out of Zion. That is the secret of Malchut, and it all pertains to the same thing. Because Malchut was built from the second month, which is the secret of the left column, it is also written, For there Hashem has commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. From the Zohar, Pasuk 18.
Rebbe Yehuda Hawashakiach Kameya de Rabbi Shimon El Yisrael Meanatar It Barkan El Vavai Lealma de la Mashkichin Bela Mistachlin Benei Nasha Bikara Demilka Ila'a Tachatzei Beshata Dishtakahu Yisrael Zakain Kame Kucha Barichu Wahawo Almin Shekichin Bechadilana Ila Akadisha Tamizona Dekola Beya Hawamit Barech Meatar Dekol Birkan Kanishin Beya Uveya it nesat nita vayashtilu shirsho.
Rabbi Yehuda was present before Rabbi Shimon. He said to him, But where do Israel draw their blessings? And he answered him, Woe to the world that does not pay attention, and to men who do not observe the glory of the highest king. Come and behold, at a time when Israel are worthy, because the Holy One, blessed be He, the worlds were in one uppermost and the holy tree, that is Zeranpin, where all the sustenance is. And He received blessings from that place, where all the blessings were gathered, that is Bina, when it was planted and rooted, since the Mochin of Zeranpin were planted in Bina, in the secret of the three, that emanate from one. One exists in three.
My commentary. Rabbi Ashlag is giving us the code, which he later revealed as the Gimel Rishonot. This code is that Keter, Chachma, and Bina are always acting in concert. They are always unified. In my opinion, this is the mistake that the Hasidim make, because this does not apply to the concept of Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Dat, but only to Keter, Chachma, and Bina.
Pasuk 19.
V'Yisrael L'tata Hawo Mitbarchan Me'atar Tekali nun birkan nafkin beya vilamit achbe. Lame pak
hahi diktiv yevarechecha Adonai. Mitzion uktiv katal chermon shiored al chare tzion ki sham tziva Hashem et habracha chaim ad haolam v'dayhu nehi ru di alma. Diktiv mitzion miklal yofi, Elohim hofia, hofia. Nahir kedaa hofia, mehar paran, vekad yenaher, yenaher lekulhu, amin.
And Israel below were blessed from the place out of which all blessings emanate and are not prevented from leaving. That is Malchut, as it is written. May Hashem bless you out of Zion, and like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. That is Malchut, and it is further written, because it is there that Hashem commanded the blessing, life forever. And that is the light of the universe. It is written, out of Zion the perfection of beauty. Elohim has shone forth. Has shone forth means illuminates, as in he shone forth from Mount Paran. And then when he lights up, he illuminates all the worlds. I am adding, blessings flow from Chokmah and then manifest in Malchut. This relationship is being alluded to in this idea. This is why we look up with our heads when we say the word Baruch in every blessing. The 20th Pasuk.
Vikad hai nehiru itar kolahu bechavruta kolahu birchimuta kolahu bishlimu kedein hu shalama de kola shalama de la vitata ha hi diktiv yehi shalom vechelech shalva be'armenotayich.
And when this light, meaning the blessing and life mentioned above, awakens, all is joined. That is the secret of union. Everything is with love, all is with perfection, and then it is all peaceful. Peace above and peace below. That is the meaning of peace be within your walls, and prosperity within your palaces.
My commentary.
How does one connect to peace? One needs to start with a consciousness of love of the other person or the other thing. Then one needs to have perfection created. Then and only then will someone connect to completion, which is the idea of shalom or peace. Read the Hebrew letters within the word shalom.
Does anybody have any questions? It's the end of the section.
Tomorrow morning, Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. West Coast time, we will do our last preparation for the holiday of Shavuot. And then Monday at 7:30, we are going to be making our connection to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I hope you'll join us. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, our normal time, we will be connecting to our advanced reincarnation class. Wednesday will be questions and answers. I hope you'll bring your questions.
Thursday, we will have another Zohar class on the Parasha of Bamidbar. Saturday night will be an all-night study. That's a week from tonight for the holiday of Shavuot. I hope you'll join us. There will not be a class a week from tomorrow morning because it is the holiday of Shavuot, and we will be all up all night Saturday night before that. We will have a class Monday night at 7 o'clock, a week from Monday, where we will continue, or actually we will start our new class of Tikkun of what you eat. I hope you'll join us. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you. Shalom.